An Indigenous arts organization is looking to the future of Lemoyne Point Farm. After Kingston City Council finalized its $12 million purchase of the property at their last meeting, Lodgepole Arts Alliance, a national charitable nonprofit supporting Indigenous artists across the country, has been advocating for the protection of the site while also advancing a vision to transform it into a publicly accessible Indigenous-led cultural space. In 2024, the organization officially announced plans to establish a land-based studio complex for culture and creativity in the Kingston region. Executive Director Terry Lynn Brennan says that the vision was born out of a gap identified not only in Ontario, but across the country.
There really isn't a publicly accessible, Indigenous-owned, operated, programmed space that has been designed and built from the ground up that isn't on reserve land. As I said, there isn't a public space.
Brennan says the group identified Lemoyne Point Farm as an ideal fit for that vision.
It became a search for a place that would be encompassing of all the options that our ancestors used to engage in. So traditional agricultural food growth, water travel, hunting and forestry, initiation with old forests. Not that we would be hunting, but just having those surroundings, those natural surroundings that our ancestors were used to. And when Lemoyne Point Farm came up, it just kind of ticked all the boxes that we had been in search for over 2 years for the perfect property. And ironically, that was one that really drew us in over 2 years ago. And we began conversations over 2 years ago to start to envision what this Indigenous art studio complex could be like, and specifically on that property.
Over the past 2 years, Lodgepole Arts has been in discussions with the city about potentially acquiring the land at cost, with a commitment to preserve and maintain it as a public space. Now, with the city's purchase complete, Brennan says they're optimistic those conversations will continue. She adds that early discussions with the city, community organizations, and local partners have been encouraging, with more engagement on the way.
And we feel that our objectives are very much aligned with everything that both the public and the private organizations surrounding the farm and its saving, preserving nature agree with. Our vision is very much to basically utilize the 12 current footprints of buildings on the property. We have no intention to expand those buildings, the footprint of those buildings, because we are a land-based artistic organization, so we want to preserve as much land as possible. But we will take those buildings and utilize them to the best of our ability through Indigenous engagement, through Indigenous contractors and engineers. We currently have created a project where we have hired two row consultants out of Six Nations to come to the community in early April, actually, and do some consultation, public consultation conversations on the vision of what Lodgepole's art space, arts studio complex could look like and should look like for this area, while keeping in mind the environmental needs and conditions of the landscape. And we will use Lemoyne Point Farm as our example of it when we get that property. I'm told to say when, not if. I'm told to say when, how that would look. We're hoping that it's a win-win-win for the community, for the council, and certainly for the regional Indigenous communities and Indigenous artists from across the country, to continue conversations, to continue with public consultations as well, to ensure that this type of space that we envision is one that's welcomed in the area, and one that the community can see to, as you know, and be proud of. And certainly bring more Indigenous artistry from all facets of the country to this current space of Gatta Rockway. It's a beautiful area, and so we're just very anticipatory to continue conversations with the city and council at this stage.
As part of the process, Lodgepole Arts is inviting the community to help shape this vision. A public talking circle will be held on Wednesday, April 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall in City Hall. with an earlier session from noon to 3 for Indigenous community members.
Two row architects out of Six Nations will be leading that, a group that we are very excited to be working with, and hoping that they can help use their immense background and expertise in feasibility and looking at landscapes as potential building spaces to support the conversations here in Kingston and also across the country with artists to envision what is most needed, most desired.
And ideas for the space are already beginning to take shape.
We're very excited about taking the barn, for instance, and transforming it into a modern theater in the round, as well as a gallery space, and taking, you know, any one of the other footprint buildings and turning it into a culinary studio, a dance studio, a weaving studio, a sculpting studio. We will also take care of the two historic buildings that are on the property, and try and keep them as rooted in there. Ancestral history as possible. They're beautiful limestone buildings, and knowing a little bit about that history is important to us as well. But we will also take the agricultural land that's owned that, and we would like to grow our own foodstuffs and recalibrate that soil and that need to replenish the earth. And we've talked to Highway 15 Gardens about helping to support some of those initiatives, because everybody's got their gifts, and we certainly want to try and work with all those that we know have those special gifts, not just artistry, but land, ecology, climate, the same with preserving the waterfront shoreline and honing that up. And then the old growth forest, we want to try and get rid of invasives and nurture the those trees that are in there that really have been lost across this part of the whole continent, really, and revitalize that old growth.
For now, while council stated at their last meeting that no decisions are being made in the near future, Lodgepole Arts is continuing to work towards their vision of an Indigenous arts and culture hub in Kingston.
It's such a positive step that we're at right now. And I'm trying to keep myself and everybody else calm, although I struggle with not getting too excited about the potential and the possibilities, not only for the community of Kingston, but for all of the Indigenous artists that I know across this country that are very excited about the potential of the Lodgepole vision coming to reality here in Gatto Rockaway.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.